Oasis Audio presents Prayers for Those Who Grieve by Jill Kelly, read for you by Jill Kelly. To those who are listening, before you take this journey, I want to briefly share my heart and hope with you. As you pour out your intimate cries to the God who loves you and sees you, let the tears fall where they may. While this journey is meant to be a safe haven for all you are wrestling with right now, it's also a dangerous place to let it all out. A place to let go and let God. A place to expose and release the depths of your grief and despair. Take it with you wherever you go, just in case you find yourself in a moment of mourning that needs expression. Journaling my thoughts and prayers has been invaluable to my intimate relationship with the Lord. In fact, journaling has allowed me to express tumultuous emotions in a way that has brought deep healing and freedom. He's listening. With love, humility, and a bleeding heart on the mend. Jill Kelly. Introduction. You're probably holding this book in your hands because either you or someone you love is grieving. I want you to know how very sorry I am for your loss. If I were standing in front of you right now, my words would be few, but my arms would be ready to hug you. I am grieving too. My only son, Hunter, was born on his daddy's birthday, Valentine's Day, February 14, 1997. When he was only 4 months old, our baby boy was diagnosed with a fatal genetic disease that eventually took his precious life 8 brief years later. When I laid my treasured 8-year-old son's lifeless body into the grave, I thought my life was over, and part of it was. The prayers in this book were taken from the many tear-stained pages of several journals I kept during the most agonizing time of my life. In a very real and intimate way, these prayers were part of my healing process. Sharing private moments of mourning with you is not a source of healing for me. It's a result of it. I am still healing. Grief is a fragile and intimate process. We all grieve differently, and there are no secret healing formulas, no 12-step recovery programs, and no shortcuts for the grief journey. It is what it is, and it is extremely difficult. Every day, we have a choice. Will we persevere or cave? While some days life's mundane responsibilities bring a blessed distraction that helps time go by, a gaping hole once filled with joy is now empty. Instead, a relentless hollow ache echoes through every part of our broken lives, and it will until heaven. Time doesn't heal broken hearts or put shattered dreams back together. Jesus does. This is a book for the grieving, a cup to gather your tears. A resting place where weeping is welcome. A prayer journey through the valley of the shadow of death. And while this book may be filled with desperate cries, it also overflows with the life-changing, healing hope of God's Word. You may not see or feel Him, but in your darkest days, the Comforter is there. Though weeping may endure for many nights, a day of great joy will dawn. I know it's hard to imagine ever experiencing real joy again, but I promise you, you will. Prayers for Those Who Grieve is a whisper from the heart of heaven, a tender reminder that when your heart is torn, the unfailing grace and love of God hold you. Press on, dear friend. You are loved more than you know. A simple prayer for you. Father, you know. You know the person listening to this intimately. You know every hurt, every tear, every frustration and fear. You know, you see, and you care. God of compassion and mercy, please reach down and make a way for healing and restoration. Please bind up the brokenhearted, free the captive, release the prisoner, strengthen the weary, and bring hope to the desperate. Lord, I pray that you would turn mourning into dancing and ashes into beauty. For the sake of your name and for your glory, please use every tear of anguish and grief. In a way that only you can, please hold everyone who needs to be held. Thank you, Lord, in the unmatched name of your beautiful Son, Jesus. Take me to. Lord, please take me to. The pain is unbearable. I am drowning in deep anguish, swept away by waves of despair. Do you see me? I can't sleep.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?